call the meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
No change.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the June 23, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, we have reviewed the record of the minutes. Mr. Robertson reviewed them. We found no errors unless one of you found something that we didn't see. Therefore, I would recommend that their minutes be approved as circulated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of June 23, 2016 as circulated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 23, 2016 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. The first one being change of zone number 1800, Sussex Real Estate Partners, LLC, Bell Terry.
Gentlemen, the purpose of the meeting this evening in reference to Sussex Real Estate Partners is the announcement that we have received the TIS traffic impact study results from DLDOT. I believe you all have a copy in front of you. And the record was left open for that purpose and for other considerations at the April 28th meeting.
Was it left open for an additional period of time for public comment?
It was not referenced in the motion.
Okay.
It was for the TIS report from DLDOT and any other further consideration. That's all that was stated.
Mr. Chairman, since there was some interest in this application, I think we should accept these results, but I think we should leave the record open for 20 days for any public comment, should there be any. Mr. Chairman, my motion is on change of zone 1800.
Okay, let me talk about that a little bit. We appreciate that, and thank you for letting us know. We'll do our very best to speak up. We need for you to not speak, because I can hear you back there, and if I can hear you, you probably can't hear me. Well, you can probably hear me, because I'm the loudest person up here. But these other guys, these soft-spoken guys, we're going to ask them to speak up, and I'm just going to ask you not to. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, on change zone number 1800, Sussex Real Estate Partners, LLC, Bellatary, my motion is for deferral and leave the record open for 20 days for any public comment as a result of the DLDOT TIS.
Question?
Yes.
Council, are we able to do that since it wasn't part of the motion at the original public hearing?
Well, I think at this point the record's still technically open until we close it, so I think we can go forward another 20 days on that. That'll be fine, and I'd prefer to err on the side of caution.
Indeed.
With that anyway. So, yeah.
Just want to make sure we're within our legal rights.
No, I think we're okay.
And given that, I second.
Yeah, it's moved and seconded to accept the announcement of the TIS, the receipt of the TIS results, and to leave the record open for a period of 20 days for public comment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a subdivision 2016-2, Estates at Cedar Grove, BDRP, LLC.
Again, the this application for this evening is an old business item for the purpose of announcement of receipt of HOA letter from the Ridings HOA and the applicant's response to the Ridings HOA letter.
So we have received both of those, Mr. Knight?
Yes, they are. Well, you just are receiving. They're before you this evening.
So it's not a matter of us having to leave the record to open like we just did on the prior motion.
Right.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning 2016-2, Estates at Cedar Grove, given that we just received this information this evening, my motion is for deferral for the commission to have an opportunity to review the information that was just received.
Second. The move and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2016-2, Estates at Cedar Grove, BDRP, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, that brings us to our other business for the evening. We have five items of other business. The first one being Americana Bayside Village C, Parcel 1C, Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1C. The revision is to convert the duplex lots to single-family lots and the reduction of 0.52 acres of open space. The overall number of units is 76. This is a reduction of two lots from the previously approved plan. The Planning Commission approved the final plan on December 16, 2015, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, considering Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1C, my motion is for approval of the revised final site plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the revised final site plan for Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 1C. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Royal Farms number 226 on Coastal Highway final site plan.
This is an application for final site plan approval for the construction of a new 4,900 square foot convenience store with six gas stations, off-premise sign, and canopy on a 1.4976 acre site. Property is zoned C1, general commercial. The site is located on the southwest corner of Route 1 and Route 24. It consists of tax map parcel 334, 12, 165, 168, and 170. Planning Commission granted approval of a preliminary site plan on March 26. The Board of Adjustment granted variances to setback requirements to accommodate the relocation of the existing billboard. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning Rural Farm Store number 226 on Coastal Highway, my motion is for approval of the final site plan.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve as the final the site plan for Royal Farms number 226 on Coastal Highway. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Rehoboth Point final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the redevelopment of two parcels with the construction of a 4,148 square foot warehouse with site and driveway improvements. Two outdated residential commercial structures are being removed to accommodate this new building. The Planning Commission approved the preliminary site plan at their meeting on February 25th, 2016. The property is located at the entranceway to Rehoboth Beach at the intersection of Route 1 and 1A. The properties are zoned C1 and consists of tax parcels 334, 319, 84, and 85 for a combined acreage of 0.4 acres. The property was granted a variance by the Board of Adjustment to reduce the 20-foot overlay landscape buffer area to 10 feet. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals, a landscape plan, and building elevation drawings.
And Mr. Chairman, once again, concerning Rehoboth Point, my motion is for approval as a final site plan.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve as a final the site plan for Rehoboth Point. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lullaby House on Route 9, preliminary site plan.
This is an application for a preliminary plan for the construction of a 4,500 square foot daycare center with a small accessory parking lot and fenced in play area to be situated on a 3.3291 acre site. The property also contains a single family dwelling and garage that are to remain on the property. The property is located on lot 18 of Beaver Properties, tax map 235, 30, 99.17. Property is zoned AR1. The Board of Adjustment approved a special use exception for the daycare center on February 15, 2016. Staff notes that a small portion of the proposed parking lot is located within a front yard setback. The Planning Commission must act to authorize parking within this required setback per section 115-166C. We are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, question. The authorized parking within the required front yard setback, is that the part of the proposed landscape area or the actual blacktop?
It's part of the parking lot is in that 40-foot setback and the landscaping that would go with it.
And I believe, Mr. Burton, it's all gravel.
Is the dotted line the that's the 40-foot?
Yeah, so we're parking that.
It's half of it, right?
Yeah. It's an entire portion right there.
Are they hitting the allowed parking spots now, so that has to be included to make this. Okay. Any problems with that? Anybody see any problems with that?
Good luck getting down that entrance.
Mr. Chairman, considering Lullaby House on Route 9 preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval with the parking within the front yard setback and a final when staff receives all agency approvals.
Second.
We move and seconded to approve the site plan for Lullaby House on Route 9 as a preliminary to include the parking in the setback and to have final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of West and Jones on Johnson Road. This is a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision to allow for the creation of three parcels with a residual and a 50-foot easement. The proposed easement will go over an existing driveway. The property is located on the south side of Johnson Road, southwest of Shiloh Church Road. The property is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 19, Parcel 10.01, and staff is awaiting approval from DLDOT. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move to grant approval to Lands of West and Jones on Johnson Road as a concept with final by staff pending approval from DLDOT.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision with a 50-foot easement for Lands of West and Jones on Johnson Road with the pending the receipt of the DLDOT approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing. We thank you for coming out to be with us this evening, giving